Hi guys, welcome to Pillow Talks.
Hi guys, welcome back to Pillow Talks. You know what, these past couple episodes have been very weird because it's me and Rhea and then Rhea and Nay.
It has to be.
You know, we're a bit all over the place right now because of uni and whatnot, but you know, trying to make it work.
Uni life, man. Uni fucking life.
We're trying to make it work. So today's topic.
Is it? What is it?
It's just an interesting question that I had for Rhea. What does it feel like to get cheated on?
It depends, you know. It depends, because you can get cheated on.
Mm-hmm.
It depends how strong you are with the person. A lot of people are like, no, that has nothing to do with anything. But I believe it has. Yeah. To be precisely honest, I've been cheated on twice.
Yeah.
And on different occasions, there's a time when I was like, okay, cool, like, this fucking burns. Like, it burns my soul.
Yeah.
Like, the first one, it was my first ever boyfriend. And it's like...
In adult life.
No, not in adult life. No? Like, my first ever boyfriend.
The first one.
I was just there, like, you know, raw. This guy's doing this thing. Like, you know, you start wondering, because it's like, it's not even him that's coming to you with this information.
It's someone else.
It's people that are friends to both of you, and you share friends and whatnot. And it's like, they're like, I don't want to see you get hurt. I'm already being hurt, sister, brother, cousins.
Yeah. Like, it's the like, hurt's already happening.
Yeah, I'm already being hurt, but it's them ones there. I've always been the type of person, I don't let people see me down. Like, I'll be like, thank you for telling me. I don't want to cry
on the phone or stuff like that. It's like,
no, if it's on the phone.
Mute.
I can mute you and cry.
Yeah, yeah.
But then if it's like face to face, I'll just be like, oh, like, thank you for telling me. Like, yeah, thank you. I just be like, you know what, people now, I find a joke in every situation, so just be like, but that one, I went back home, I started crying, and it's mad, because even after that, I gave him the opportunity to be like, this is what I've been doing, and
I'm sorry for it. But he didn't, or not
He didn't at all, and it's like, I am sitting face to face with you, and it's like, you are not addressing it, I'm not going to address it either. So this is what I just left. I left the situation because, you know, it wasn't something that I wanted to be a part of.
It's not something
I want to be a part of. It's not something I believe is healthy. It's not something that I believe in. I believe in one man, one woman type of situation. Yeah.
Do you think you could have ever forgiven him and, you know, gotten back to...
I forgave him.
Oh, you did.
We had a long conversation, but we only had this conversation 4 years after the relationship. So it's them ones there. He didn't know why I broke up with him. This is the thing, like,
he didn't know you knew.
He didn't know. And bro, I started dropping names. He was confused. You see how good I am with keeping composure? Some people break so easily.
He was
just like, what? What?
Like, you, like, actually had names, I had addresses and everything.
I had messages. Ooh. I had videos.
Ooh.
But you know, the only reason I didn't go retete on him, he was like my first little thing. Like, he was...
I couldn't. I was angry, but I still love you.
And I don't know how to go there. Yeah. But then, obviously, as time went on, I started being... I wouldn't say trash, but I have started treating men in a certain way. Like,
the way that you've been treated.
Exactly. Before. And it's like, it wasn't trash because he didn't directly do it to my face, but it was trash in a way as I would speak to you, speak to him, but this one's my man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I still had options.
Yeah.
I wasn't sleeping with the options, never sleeping with the options, but they were just options. That's literally just talking
and going on dates, isn't
it? Exactly. No, I mean, I wouldn't go on dates.
There's different ways.
I wouldn't go on dates because to me that was cheating for whatever reason, but talking wasn't.
Yeah.
Me meeting up with the person, that's just...
It's mad because anything can happen from that point onwards.
Exactly. when you meet the person, you might be like, rah, like, they don't do that. So, it's a bit...
Let me try out and see what it's like.
Let me just taste the water, you know?
So, what did it, like, make you feel like? Did you have that low self-esteem situation? Because I hear a lot of women, they feel like...
Bro, it's not a cute vibe.
That's why wasn't I good enough for you? Why don't you want me?
No, I didn't have that. I didn't. I'm everything. What the fuck?
You didn't go through that.
It definitely... No, I didn't go through that. But the only thing that I went through is because at the time in life...
Yeah.
He kind of was my coping mechanism, if that makes sense. Because I was dealing with a lot.
So you kind of just turned to this person for like, to escape your problems.
Do you get what I mean? Like, he was my happy place.
Yeah.
Like, every time you saw the person... You started crying, but... No, not crying, but you, even though you're crying, you're just like...
Everything's going to be fine because he's here.
Yeah. Aww. Like, he finished everything, if that makes sense. Yeah, yeah. He'll just have to say, it's all right, it's okay. And I'll be like, he said it's all right.
So
it's all right. You know what I mean? Like, I had no choice. Like, it's all right. He said it's all right. I know for a fact
that it's actually going to be all right.
Exactly. So that's the only issue I had. My issue was like, rah, you were this... Like, you were not only a lover, you were, like, you played so many roles that you don't really understand that you played. And it's like, oh, that's why I couldn't come to him on a, what the fuck did you just do?
I couldn't.
Because it's like,
So do you think is that important for people? Obviously, you have to have someone you can rely on. In certain situations, someone to talk to. But do you think it's healthy for that person to be like my safe space?
But that's
everything I go through, I know that whenever I come to you, it's gonna be fine. Because when you lose it, it's like, what do I do now?
Mate, because the thing is, I can be honest and say, for me to break up with him, it took a while. I didn't come in now and say, okay, it's over. Even if I found out, I knew what he was doing.
Yeah, and
he continued to be my safe space.
Mm-hmm.
It's them ones there. You know what pissed me off? Is I didn't understand how he was doing it.
Because it's like you died as a boyfriend, but you're still that person.
Exactly. It's like, I just did not get how he was doing it. I call him, he picks up. It doesn't matter what time. He's picking up the phone. I see him like five out of 7 days in a week. So what?
Yeah, okay, like late maybe, in the maybe, night.
Maybe the 2 days were the, you know.
What about when you're sleeping, like 3, 5 in the morning? Would you call him then?
No, if I couldn't sleep, then I can call. I would call.
And he'd be like,
yeah.
This girl must have been on mute 24/7, though.
To me, I was just like,
how was that?
I had to examine the situation as well. Because I was like, how the fuck is he doing it?
Because
I had
what's going on?
I had to step out of the zone of, you know.
Oh my god, I got cheated on.
Yeah, now and just like, be an investigator. Exactly.
Wow.
How is this?
How did this happen?
Yeah, like I just want to know, big player, because you're good at it. Like, let me know.
Wow.
Let me know, well,
teach me some.
Exactly. So then I started following certain, you know, things, and it's them ones there. What made it like funny to me? Is he would just give me his phone. Like, he would just be like, oh, watch this video, and just walk away.
That kind of happened with my first boyfriend.
And to me, I had so a parcel confused. To his phone. It's always the everything. First ones.
I had a parcel to his phone. I could have just looked at it at any point.
Exactly.
But this brother was talking to other people.
And you...
So now I've reached the point in my life where I was like, I don't even want to look at a guy's phone. I don't care if you're my man. I don't want to see your phone like that.
See?
Just out of that fear that if I see something.
But I found something.
Oh, chill.
When I went through the phone, I found something. This girl that always used to hang around him before me and him were officially together.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, me and this girl were cool. If we go to parties and see each other, we're going to say hi to each other type of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, you know, we vibe and whatnot. But it was them ones there where her and him were in the bed. So it's not a usual picture that you see on your man's phone.
We're two and two friends, allegedly.
And then I was like, okay, if this is here, there needs to be messages matching this one. So I send, this is where I said I've got my own evidence. So yeah. I send the picture to me.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then I deleted the whole chat. Mm-hmm. Well, not the whole chat, but the picture itself.
Yeah.
And then I got videos.
And sent it to yourself.
And I sent it to myself. And then I deleted them as well.
So essentially, you got the evidence from him.
Yeah.
You just didn't know.
Exactly.
Good. Okay.
And then I went to messages and I screenshot. And I was just like, wow. And it's like, at this point, he was living alone.
Uh-huh.
But when he... Like, we mixed friends. So sometimes our friends would go over to his house and, you know, sleep over and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be like, oh, she left her boots or... Oh, she forgot her bag.
So, sometimes when you find female head, there's like, so you're being that friend.
Yeah, you know who it is. And it's like, to me, it's like, oh, calm. So then I went to that friend one day and I was like, oh my God, like, I saw the boots that you have. Like, raw girl, those boots are nice. She was like, what boots? I was like, the boots she left. Oh, I was about to say the person. Boots she left at, you know,
Ray's house.
Yeah. And then she was like, I didn't leave no boots at your friend's house, like, I didn't at all.
Probably wasn't even there.
I'd just be like, what do you mean? Like, really? Like, you guys were chilling the other day and blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah. I mean, she was like, yeah, we were chilling, but we didn't sleep over.
Mm-mm.
We left on the day.
Mm. So nice. So
I breathed.
Mm.
I had to...
Now you have to pause and just be like, hold on a minute. 2 and 2 is giving me 10, not 4.
It's about to be a pandemic for this
month. I'm done.
So, then, there was a time I came over after finding out all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Having my evidence, whatnot. I came over and I just decided to, you know, you're always, like, when you come over, you're too onto the person. You're too, like, loving. You're too all of this. So, just, you know, show him you're upset.
Yeah.
So I calm now and I'm just there. Like, I literally stare into thin air. Like, I'm deep in everything. And it's like, he comes, he's like, oh, do you want anything to drink? I look at him and I just start crying. And in his head, it's not him.
Who is it? Who could it possibly be?
It's not him because he is the most loving person in the world. It's definitely not him. Someone has pissed off his girl. Now he's angry. Who is it?
You know when you believe in your own lies.
He's asking me who it is. Like, I'm there like, eh.
Are you going to beat yourself up? Because you need that.
I was just there like, I just kept on looking at him. And my tears are rolling. He's like, babe, who is it? No, like, I hate. Why are people doing this? I'm like,
ask them again. Now go look in the mirror and answer the blood clot question.
I was just there like, what the hell? Who are these people that are doing it to me? Because it's you.
At this point, I don't... The way you're acting, I don't even know if it's you anymore.
So then after that, I got up and I said, I need to go. Oh, I fully came to cry and then left.
You came to do something to confront him, but the courage wasn't there.
It really wasn't. Because I was just there like, do I even believe this? Or, like...
Your ass just be lying.
So then, I remember, I went somewhere, and then I was coming back. I was on the train. This was a day before his birthday.
Mm.
I was like, you really hurt. Like, the phone call was literally... He came on a... Babe, you're good. Da, 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 da. I was like, yeah, no, not really. He's like, what is it? Like, what's wrong? I was like, I just wanted to talk to you about a few things. Mm-hmm. Like, just a few things. Like, okay, cool. I'm listening. Go ahead. I was just like, I don't think we're working. He's like, what? I was like, yeah, I don't think we're working. Like, you heard me right. Right.
No, you actually never do. You need to hear a second time when people tell you these things. Swear. Yeah, you actually do.
I said, I don't think we're working. He was like, what? I was like, yeah, we're not going to work. Like,
oh, shit.
It's, but you know what's mad? Because this is what, 6 months down the line, after I found out. Yes. It's literally taken me this long.
Yeah.
To end this situation. So I just went, yeah, like, we're not going to work out. I don't see the future happening. I don't see us happening. I just don't see you in the... Like, I don't like being lied to. Like, I tried to hint it so many times. Like, come and say you're sorry. Did you get what I mean?
No.
So then after, next thing you know, he just turned up at my house.
Mm.
And he was like, I was like, what are you doing here? He was like, we have to talk about it. I was like, we don't have anything to talk about. Me and you are not gonna work. He was like, we're so in love. Next thing you're telling me, like, you don't want to be with me. I was just there like,
bro, that's what I keep telling myself, and then I found out what you did.
I was just like,
I'm just as confused.
It doesn't mean I'm not in love with you. I just don't want to be with you. Mm-hmm. Like, I love you,
but
I just don't want to be with you. Like, I don't want to be in this situation
anymore. Yeah.
I don't need it. I don't want the whole thing. I don't need, like, I don't want it. At that time, he was friends with my cousin. So my cousin hinted to him, like, she found out, he told him, you fucked up. I told her.
She knows exactly what you did.
My cousin had to come with the I told her, because it's them ones there. If he didn't and I came and said, yeah, A, B, C, D told me, it would have looked mad on him.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, like, I don't want to be with you anymore, blah, blah, blah. So, breaking up now. Time, you know, time flies. 4 years on.
Later.
Yeah, 4 years later, my cousin makes friends with one of his boys as well.
Yeah.
So I'm in the sitting room in my house. I'm doing my hair. Oh, I'm taking my hair out. It's him, my cousin, and their other friend. They just walk in. Strolling. Mind you, my cousin lives with me, so it's them ones there. His friends can come over. So I was just there like,
shit.
I remember I texted Tam and I was like, shit, nigga just entered my house. Shit. Oh, my heart just dropped. Bro,
mine's dropping right now.
I was so confused. I'm like, I have not seen this person in time, but the minute I set eyes on him, it was done for me.
Yeah.
It was done. Mind you, I was in a relationship. I was in a relationship with someone at this time. So it was a bit crazy because the guy was really nice as well. And then I didn't stop my relationship. I was just confused. It's not even like I had a conversation with him. I was saying, oh, cool, we're going to get back together or anything like that. It was just them ones there of, like, raw, you've seen someone and you're just like, I've seen this person. Like,
everything comes rushing back.
It's like seeing a ghost.
Yeah.
Basically. And you're just like,
nigga, you alive?
Yeah.
You breathing?
And then he was like, hi. I was like, I froze in his face.
Jesus.
And then his friend was like, oh, hi, I'm da-da-da-da-da. I don't mean to give him a squeaky voice, but
that's the voice she gives everyone, don't worry.
He was like, hi, I'm da da da. I was like, oh, hi, how are you? Da 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 da. So then I went to my cousin, come in the kitchen, young man. I went to my cousin, come in the fucking kitchen, young man. I was like, what the fuck are you bringing him in this
house? It was about telling me, at least giving me a heads up.
Give me a heads up, let me look cute.
No, let me disappear.
No, let me look cute. So he comes in and sees me looking cute. And he's like, rah, I lost the real one.
Oh, Lord. But girls don't even be wanting to be taken back. They just be like, I'm the one that got away kind of thing. It's nice to feel that way, isn't it? One that got away.
No, not really. Because I really, like, he was it for me. If you get what I mean.
It's not even like you left, you had to
leave. I had to, like. So he was it for me. Like, he was the end of the road. Like,
yeah.
I found it. Exactly. I was like, I found mine. Yeah. You know.
No, it's not possible to find the one at a young age.
But yeah. But it was a sticky one still. Because it was like, and it's like, he was like, so how are you doing? And I was like, I'm good, how are you? But then I went to my cousin, how dare you? Like, let me look presentable.
Like, I'm here taking my hair out.
He literally texted me and saying, oh, I have friends coming over to the house. I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, I didn't think you meant this friend.
Yeah.
last time when me and him stopped talking, you basically broke up with him as well.
Lol.
So
you broke up with the whole family.
Exactly. And then he's like, no, we stayed friends. I'm like, this nigga's
fucked. You just didn't bring him around.
Yeah, he just didn't bring him. Yeah.
So what made you think you could bring him around me now?
Because apparently it's already been more than enough years for me to get over him.
Shut up, bro.
So he was like, but you're in a new situation anyway.
Yeah, but still, I was like, I mean, yeah, that's a fair point.
I was like, what does that have to mean? Like,
what does that have to mean?
What does that mean? What even is that sentence?
It means...
What are those letters that you just pronounced?
In a relationship if you're not over this person? Like, you thought you were.
Out of sight, out of mind. His insight.
That's very true. See, you know what? I've always I've always been on this whole out of sight, out of mind, and then eventually you got off. It worked for me the first time round for a couple, not even for a couple, but a lot of people. It worked, but it gets to a point where it's like out of sight, out of mind. You just kind of push the person to the back of your head. It's never really, really
gone.
A done deal.
Yeah.
Like, if I see you, it's like, oh. Hi, so how you been? Blah, 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 blah.
Mm.
You're not gonna be there thinking, ooh,
mm.
You look good.
Mm.
What's life saying?
Yeah.
Let me enter again. That's the dangers of out of sight.
That's
out
a dangerous
mind.
Movement.
Out of sight, out of mind is a dangerous gamble.
Exactly. But there's certain people where you say out of sight, out of mind, and you mean it.
Yeah.
And even though they're in sight, you'll just still be like, okay. Let's move. Let's walk.
When it first happened to me, I was like, oh shit. Wait a minute. Why didn't my heart drop, bruv?
Yeah, like, what's wrong with you?
I thought I was going to be out here, oh, hi. Nah. Homegirl was calm, like, hi.
Hi.
You good?
Homegirl's like, hi.
You good?
You good?
Cool. It was normal. I thought I was going to be, you know, sweating and nervous and anxious, but it was like, oh, okay.
This is it. Okay.
What was I making a big deal out of it all the months ago? Like, it was never that serious by the looks of it.
No. And I remember it was like in college, yeah, when I was still in a relationship with the person.
Mm.
And he popped up. He started going to my college out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I went to Nate, I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Guess who I see outside?
It's not even guess who I see. I was like, oh my God.
Is he?
She goes, who's this person walking towards us? I was like, oh my God. I just kept on saying, oh my God.
Because it's like, shit, how am I supposed to act now?
And he was like, hi, Marie, you don't say hi. I was there like,
you're still walking towards me. Relax.
He was like, you've seen me so many times, you don't want to say... I was like, what are you doing here?
So
I said, what are you doing here? He's like, why are you talking like this is your college? I was like, ah.
He's not wrong there, though. He's not wrong.
I was like, hi to you too, bye. And then, as I'm walking home, he's like, oh, get in the car. I was just like, I don't know. I don't get in cars with strangers.
Shut up, you know you're going with that car.
So then I got in the car, but at this time, I was so, like, I had actually forgiven and forgotten him.
Yeah.
So me seeing him and be like, oh my God, it's like, it was like just an expression.
Like, oh.
Oh, like, oh, shit. Oh. Okay.
Oh, bro. Him.
Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
Mm.
So I got in the car and then we drove and we stopped somewhere. We didn't do anything, guys. Don't even. So.
No, I was even thinking about that.
Now I'm just clarifying when I said that we stopped somewhere. So we stopped somewhere and then we had the whole conversation when he was
parked
like,
up in the alleyway.
Yeah. No, not in the alleyway. McDonald's car park. Calm down. So yeah. Then obviously we had the conversation of him saying how, oh, he's apologizing for the. I was like, what are you apologizing for? Because last thing I remember, I broke up with you. So what are you apologizing for?
Mm. Did you finally realize what you did?
Exactly. He's like, no, like, if you feel like I've done...
I don't like when people tell me that if I feel... You're gaslighting me. Because now it's like, whatever I felt is like, it never really happened.
Exactly.
But if you still feel that way, sorry anyway, innit?
I was just there like, what do you mean? If what? I went to him, look, let me be honest with you. I'm in a relationship now. I've moved on with my life now. But I knew you cheated on me. I knew about Sylvia. I knew about Pauline. Diana. I knew about Joanna. Isabella. I knew about them.
We knew all them. These are no real names, by the way. Wow.
So mine was just there like... I was just like, I knew about all of them. So he was like the way his face was changing. It's like, rah, my guy's ready to plead guilty in court of relationship.
You, as you should.
He was just like, I was like, yeah. I just smiled and I was like, I forgive you though.
Like, taking accountability for hurting someone is actually not easy. It's not the easiest thing to do.
I said,
first you're in denial, then you accept it, but you're like, okay, cool, but don't rub it in my face. And then it's like, oh, shh.
Exactly.
I'm really sorry.
Exactly. But then I just went to him like, I just want you to now forgive you. But me and you can never happen again. I don't think we can. He was like, you don't know what the future... I was like, I have a man. I have a man.
It's not even about knowing what the future is.
I have
was. It's
a
like,
man.
I just cannot.
And right now, it. That man is being a man.
Oh, Lord.
So let him be a man.
To me.
Yes, sir. And I'm not going to lie. This is how I knew I was over him. Yeah. Like, I called up my boyfriend that day and I was crying. I was like, he's like, what the fuck? He died. I was just like, I did something wrong. I did something really bad.
I did something.
You're gonna hate me. You're gonna
the
break.
She's making. Oh, I wish you guys could see.
I was like, you're gonna break up with me like now. Like after I tell you, you're gonna be like, fuck this bitch. He was like, where are you? I was like, I'm at home. Okay, I'm coming. Oh, so I was like, you think, girl, now I have to face you and just cry.
Yeah, now
more.
I have to cry to your face.
But the thing is, yeah, the thing about that boyfriend, I knew that me crying was his weak point.
His soft spot.
Exactly. So I tried to do the little, okay, he's going to take me serious type of thing, but it's like, I actually felt like I cheated. Yeah.
After having the conversation.
Yeah, because I was just like, he really wants me. He was doing all the leg touching. I was like, get off me. I got a man.
Shouldn't have gotten in the car in the first place.
Oh.
Yeah.
But yeah, I told boyfriend. Boyfriend was just there like, I don't like the fact that you've done it. But sometimes these conversations need to be... I was just like, you're so fucking grown. It's so
they
sexy.
Do. These conversations need to be had. However... It's how they had that can fuck up the whole system.
I was just like, yeah. So we sat down and he was like, oh, I want you back. And my boyfriend was like...
So what do you want to do?
Nah, are you mad? He's not about that. So what do you want to do?
What is he about then?
He said, oh, tell him it's all right. He said, tell him it's all right. If he needs any updates on you, he can holler.
I'm not giving you his number though. We don't need them problems.
No, not with that one.
No.
And then obviously me and that one broke up.
That boyfriend.
Yeah, we actually broke up, which was very devastating. But you know, we move. What can you do?
Can we talk about breakups for a minute?
You can talk about that. Oh my god, don't get me started.
No, it's just not even breakups. Sorry, I don't want to talk about breakups. I want to talk about the moving on process.
Mine was not great.
Can we just please take a minute to reflect on how hard it actually is to just
it's fucking
shift.
Difficult. It is so difficult.
Because it's like this person is there every day.
It's so
at some point of my
difficult.
Day, and now they're not.
Mm.
So it's like I'm here home. I want to talk to someone. I need to tell someone something.
Do you get what I mean?
But my go-to person is no longer my go-to person.
Do you get what I go to? Oh my god!
It's not like the friends aren't enough. I'm so sorry, friends, but you guys are not enough. I guess to a point where it's like it's not enough. It's not even not enough. It's not the same. It's not the same.
It's like I like calling someone and saying like I feel like I'm a cow on the moon, and then they'll be like, "Yes, babe, I see you there."
That's it. I see you jumping.
Yeah, I see you jumping.
You crossed over to the other side.
And trust me, you won. Just tell me some bullshit. You know, you need you a know crack.
You encourage my madness. I love it.
Exactly. But I call my friends and be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, she can never come to me with this cow nonsense. I'd be like, the fuck is wrong with you? Go drink some milk.
Right. Okay.
I'm on some weird shit.
I'll call you later.
Not like that. I need to be in a mood for everything. I actually need to be in a mood for it.
I don't know. Like the break. Oh, see, like the breakup with the boy cheater? Guy. That no, not the cheat. That was different. The breakup with the boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
That was painful for me because he was hard. Your girl. We broke up. We were breaking up for a week. Because I was not letting him. I was not letting him. He was not allowed.
And there's no shame in that. If you like it, you stand by it.
Bro.
Try to make it work. Maybe you change the person's mind. Maybe you help them come to a realization.
Exactly.
You know, you never know.
In my point of view, I was like, what the fuck do you think you're doing? He was like, nope, it's over. I was like, nope, it's not. He was like, yes, it is. I was like, nope. I was like, I'm outside your house. It's not over.
Nah, there's no pain like, that compares to...
Open the window and be like, go home! What the fuck? Go
get the hell out of here.
And then I start crying, so he has to open the door. So I need... Crying is a thing for a
long... cried a lot in this relationship.
But I had
and
to...
it was just to get his attention.
It's not even attention. It's just to get things that I want as well.
Oh,
it's me like, but... why do we have to watch your movie? I don't want to watch your movie. Like, I was so babied. It was mad. So to me, it was like, who the fuck's gonna baby me now?
That's my whole thing. Now I gotta be...
Who the hell is going to baby me?
I gotta be a man now. I can't be the little baby that I want to be.
Exactly.
Because who's gonna take my shit?
I would come in and like, I would be like, you know, I'd knock on the door and then I'll be like, you know, it's them ones there, yeah? When you're walking around on the road, you're like... Don't look at me, man. Don't look at me, man. It's like you have attitude towards everyone. The minute you see this person, you're like, oh my god, hey baby, hey,
I missed you.
We like have eaten. Go a little kissy.
Better yeah, come and feed me.
Exactly. Sit him down. Sit on top of him. Oh, just be like, you okay? How's every day? How's everything? Tell me.
It's like
tell
that. Stush but it's like person disappears.
Exactly.
A fraction
and then
seconds.
He'll be like, we were just on the phone the whole day. What do you mean?
Yeah, but it's not
enough. I was like, but what happened when you weren't on the phone with me?
Like, the couple seconds that we weren't talking, what were you doing?
Exactly.
You weren't quiet for a while.
Exactly.
What was you doing?
So to me, it was like, oh my god, I'm losing all of this. Like, 3 a.m. calls and he'll be there. I'm missing all of that. I can't sleep. Okay, let's go for a walk.
I can't sleep. Stay on the phone to me until I sleep.
Exactly.
Ah.
Wake me up at this time. Even though I know I have an alarm. Like.
Same as well. Who set an alarm as well? So I wake up and then I call to wake you up.
Exactly.
And then my alarm will make
and
me
then,
up.
And then, it was just them ones there where I was just like, nah, I can't lose this. Nah, this is not allowed to be lost. Rio, this is not allowed.
I've already been like, through the ghetto.
Exactly. And then I found my prince.
I found the gem, like, and then now I have to go through the jungle again. Like, sis, that's long.
I was like, no. I went to him, you're not. It was mad. Our conversation while breaking up was so funny. It's them ones there. After we broke up, we still were seeing each other. So we spoke about certain bits of it. And we were just like, he was like, Ra, you were bare begging. I was like, I know.
Yeah.
I had to.
Sometimes you have to beg.
Like, I was like, never in my life.
But beg with caution.
Exactly.
With caution.
Because it's someone's there where it's kind of a comparison to my first boyfriend. He was very there for me. Like, the AMs, I can't sleep. Okay, it's too dark outside. I was like, I'm coming from work, but it's too dark outside. And then he would travel to work to come pick me. And then just to take me home, just for him to go back home.
Shit,
and it's them ones there. It's like, who's going to do that for me? Oh. And it's them ones there. We were, when we started going out, we were young. So it's them ones there. I keep saying it's them ones there. But yeah, it's them ones there.
It's them ones.
it's not like he was picking me up in a car. He was taking the train to come pick me up.
And then
we're
home.
Taking the train back home.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, oh my God, he's so cute. Like, I'll just be like, oh, your babies are going to be so... I'll tell myself, I'll be like, oh, your babies are going to be so blessed. Like,
that's the shit that scares me. You know? When you start doing this whole future planning.
Ah! Bro. Like,
fuck. I'm deep in it now.
Yeah. Shit. I remember we were sitting down in... It was like Valentine's Day after the whole shenanigan.
It was a gan.
Basically, we sat down and he was just like, nah, this day has just showed me the future. And I was just like, what do you mean? And I was like, I don't want to change this for anything.
I don't like planning the future.
That's when I was like, oh my
god. Do not speak to me. I will dash this airport on the phone. Sorry guys, but do not speak to me about futures, man.
Because it's like it's like I was just like, oh my god, that first one ruined me.
Mm.
But I found this person. Exactly. And it's like, raw, I was like, this guy is so just used to squeeze him so tightly.
Do you know what I realised? I'm a very in-the-moment kind of person.
Because
I'm saying, don't plan a future with me. But if I'm feeling it then and then,
I'm planning it.
What are we going to name my kids?
I'm planning it. I have a name. I'm planning it. But one thing I realised, don't share names with these motherfuckers.
I shared names.
No. You know why? I have a friend at work here. Her mum and some woman that used to date her dad used to be friends, yeah.
Mm.
So they shared names together, and the name that the woman wanted to call their first child, he called my friend. So now my friend and the woman's child have the same name.
And the same dad.
No, not the same dad. They just have the same name.
Also, the mom of... Okay, so your friend's mom and the other girl's mom were friends.
No, they weren't friends. Basically, the dad and the other woman were in a relationship.
Yeah.
They had a deep relationship to where they were engaged.
Okay.
The dad cheated.
Oh, and ended up with the girl, the woman that he
exactly.
cheated with.
And then...
Because they shared names, he decided to now use that name.
He was like, okay, cool.
Oh, you're a puss.
So she comes now, she's like, oh, meet my daughter. Oh, puss. He comes, meet my daughter, Amy. They're both called Amy.
Dickhead. You couldn't even come up with your own name.
No.
You knew full well that's the name.
So my friend came to me, she was like, my friend was like, Ria, this is some awkward shit. Like, I met my dad's ex, yeah. And she was telling me how that was, so I was so confused. And I looked at my mom. My mom was just like, I had no idea.
I was just in love and enjoying the moment. Like, I didn't know the motherfucker was going to do this to me. I mean, do you know what?
Because the mum picked the first child's name. So he was supposed to pick the second child's name.
Yeah, wow.
And he was
this
lazy.
This is why you don't let guys do shit, bro.
Mm-mm.
But then they have the same argument on how she's going to name your son the name that she wanted to... Shut up.
And what if I do?
You are never going to know. You ain't going to keep your secrets anyway. Well, some of you anyway. Some of you know how to keep a lie rolling, but hey-ho.
But, like, you see some... Like, okay, cool. The second person that cheated on me, yeah?
Yeah.
That was very easy to let go. Like, I'm not even saying it in a mad way.
I enjoyed that relationship for you. I'm not going to lie.
I loved it, though.
I enjoyed it.
It was a very, like...
It was so cute.
It really was.
It was so cute.
It was so fucking cute.
Don't be guys in that bad, are they?
Uh-huh. Don't be giving away my shit, sis. It's the ones there where, he was too in love with me, and I found it hard to believe. Like, I was just like, okay, cool, something fucked up here. You know, the guy that, you know, doesn't want me, but it is what it is.
Insecurities can really... You really will sabotage your own relationship.
You actually would.
He don't love me like that. Yeah. What is it about me? But it's like, yeah, baby girl, you really got it going on. That's why he loves you.
No, but he was, like, literally deeper, yeah. We didn't... intercourse.
We didn't have relations.
Yeah, we didn't. Oh yes, you classy. We didn't have relations for a long time. So it's like we were just getting to know each other on a getting to know each other level.
Yeah.
So it's like we had a lot in common.
Yeah.
Funny enough. We had shows in common, music in common, dance in common, work ethic in common.
Mm.
So to me it was just like, rah, this guy, like,
I can't see you for my job.
It's like he got me a job as well. Like, so it's that one.
You busting all the friends.
Do you get what I mean? So it's that one that I was just there like, rah, like, he's doing too much. And it's like, he's really like good, you know? But then it came to a time where I believed, like, I did not believe in what was happening too tough.
Because
I had to come out of the zone and just be like, okay, cool. He's being very sweet.
You pushed yourself out of the honeymoon
stage. Yeah, I was like, oh, he's being very sweet, but we need to knock off this honeymoon phase because life needs to go back to normal.
I like the honeymoon phase.
I love it. Oh, my God.
You stay in it for too long. You kind of run away from reality little
by
little.
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah. Kept on missing work. Kept on missing, like, sis.
I remember. Six
yeah, college. Kept on missing. I still graduated. Graduated, wow. Yeah, boss. Still. I distinction star, it.
We love to see it.
But, you know, the thing about breakups, to me, I see breakups, they hurt, but I see them as a way forward. I've always been that type of person where when I had my first breakup, I learned how to do hair.
Yeah.
My second breakup, I started doing people's hair.
It's been kind of always triggers something in you.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And then this breakup, it motivated me to finish school. Like, because I'm not going to lie, I could have been home just be like, wow, okay. But I'm not going to lie, it didn't hurt that much. So it wasn't that deep to me. So it was like, it was them ones there. I had to act a certain way because he was in front of me at the time. So I was like, oh my God, you cheated on me, pal. Oh my God, I can't believe, pal. How dare you, pal. But
look at this minute, Paris Hilton actress.
The minute I literally walked out, I was fine. I was just like, I called my friends. I was like, oh my God, like, he cheated on me. Yeah,
this girl was not pissed off enough for me.
It was I just let my friends do it for me. They were very upset. Pissed. But I was just there like, it's not that deep, guys. You know,
we had planned your relationship in our heads.
Yeah, it was.
How
nice.
Dare you? You broke up our fantasy.
Yeah,
well, he did.
Yeah, and then he had this whole thing where he apologized to all my friends.
That pissed me off. I'm not gonna lie.
He done an individual apology.
That pissed me off.
Like, okay, Tam, you're next.
This was a bit mad.
Okay. Like, I would like to apologize for what I did to your friend.
Yeah, cool.
I'm just there, like.
It's not what it is, but it's like, you know, you didn't do it to me, so it's not. It was deep, but it's not deep.
Yeah, but show it. Show that you're sorry to her.
Yeah, that was my thing. Like,
which he. And then it was a whole family barbecue, and my guy was like, yeah, this is my girlfriend, but I cheated on her. And that's how he was introducing me.
But, oh yeah, he was like, this is my girlfriend, but I messed up. And
blah, I messed blah, blah, up, blah. But blah, blah, blah. And they're like, I'm not going to say hi to these people now. Because
they know me as the girlfriend who got messed by.
And she stayed.
Yeah.
And she fucking stayed. So after a while, I went, nah, bro, this is, it's okay.
You're actually embarrassing me.
You're embarrassing me.
I would rather you kept it a secret.
Like, it's them ones there, you expect me to be going around, yeah, this is my man, but he cheated on me. But no, you're doing it for me.
Because you're stupid. Not stupid, but
I was just like, you know what, it is what it is. Like, we move.
Yes.
We fucking move. So then, yeah, I'm chilling now. I ain't got a man. it's taken me a while because I'm just deep in it. And I was like, I need to reach to a certain level of body count.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to get to a certain body count where I'm like, okay, cool. I'm ready to settle down now. And I'm nearly there.
I'm not even going to ask what it is, but
you know what it is.
Lordy, lordy.
I don't have a lot left.
Like yesterday I was like, how many more penises must I see in this life? But yeah, guys, it was
I'm gonna cry. What a trauma.
You know what? It's been a rough month. I'm not gonna lie. It's been a very
lengthy year.
The year has been very long. I'm tired. But at the same time, I'm scared for what the next year brings. So, but yeah, guys, thank you for coming. Not coming. Staying and listening.
It reels.
Listening to us unpack.
Trauma.
Yeah. But yeah, on that note, stay safe. Wrap it up. We don't want corona babies or babies at all. We have enough people in the world for the time being. But yeah, guys, have a good one.